Okay. I'm with author and TV host and former Lindsay radio host, Peter Jennings here. Peter, how's it feel to be back on the airwaves in Lindsay?
Hey, Dave, it feels great. You know, back in the day, and we're talking the late 1960s, early 1970s, when I was on the air, it was CKLY Radio 910. We were an AM station back then, 5,000 watts of power. We used to joke we had an audience of two farmers, a dead moose, and a bear. And I guess things have changed a lot now with Bob FM.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we like to think that we have a few more listeners than that.
So I think so.
And we're hoping to get a bunch of them out to your presentation tonight at the library. Let's talk about the fact that you're talking to us as an author this morning. Your book is called Shark Assault, and you've written it in collaboration with Nicole Moore. Now, could you describe a little bit about the story of Shark Assault?
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. Shark Assault, an amazing story of survival, does tell the story of Nicole Moore, a nurse from Orangeville, Ontario, who was vacationing with friends at a resort in Cancun, Mexico. She was literally wading waist-deep in the water when she was attacked, not once, but twice, by a bull shark, which is generally considered to be the nastiest shark in the sea of the more than 400 types of sharks. She came very close to dying. She lost more than 60% of her blood, which we as humans are not even able to, or supposed to survive. By the time she got back to Canada, 5 days later, they eventually had to amputate her left arm. They almost had to amputate her leg, but she endured a number of very painful and invasive surgeries that saved her leg, albeit with some diminished capacity. And that's the first part of the story. The second part is really the inspirational part of the story, Dave, because Nicole, despite this terrible situation with the shark, and despite some very nasty things that happened to her in her youth that most of us wouldn't be able to even get by, she is today a very happy, positive, optimistic, indeed inspirational person. She does public presentations, and people are just blown away by her inspiring attitude. She's quite amazing, and the book covers all of that.
So she's really rebounded, and it's kind of an inspirational story at the end because she's turned it into a positive for her.
Yes, absolutely, and she encourages other people who are facing various setbacks in their lives to, hey, if I can get over this, you can get over what's bugging you. You know, keep going forward, keep looking after that zest that's there in your life, available to all of us.
Oh, that's fantastic. How has the response to the book been?
The response has been excellent. I'm very proud of it. Publisher, Dundurn, actually had to go to a reprint within 1 month of the book being published. We have Reader's Digest worldwide has been doing a 4,000-word excerpt in 15 languages this summer. And Amazon.com in the U.S. picked Shark Assault to be part of their Boxing Week promo. And then we have people like the longest-serving news anchor in television history, Lloyd Robertson, who everybody remembers.
Yeah.
Lloyd said, riveting and inspirational, a compelling real-life story about the magnificent power of optimism. So I'm very proud of the book. It's doing really well.
Well, if Lloyd likes it, right?
Yeah, exactly. What's not to like?
Okay, so tonight you're at the library, 7 o'clock. What are we going to see there if we come out to meet you?
Yeah, indeed, 7 p.m. at the Kawartha Lakes Public Library, just down the street from you at 190 Kent Street West, and I want to thank Diane Lansdale, who the South Area Supervisor, who set this up. I'm going to be doing about a 45-minute presentation. I have a PowerPoint, and basically tell the story, introduce the audience to Nicole via some video clips on the PowerPoint, and explain what happened, and then I open it up to I also read, by the way, part of a chapter, and then I open it up to question and answer, which in some cases has literally run an hour after the presentation. People seem very engaged with the story. And Dave, I should also mention that Sherry Hogg from Kent Bookstore will be at the library tonight, and she will have copies of Shark Assault, an amazing story of survival, for sale, and I will be happy to personally autograph them for anybody.
Okay, very good. You also have a website, sharkassault.com, for anyone who can't make it tonight or wants to arrange to purchase the book that way. But come and meet Peter tonight. Shark Assault is the book, An Amazing Story of Survival by Peter Jennings and Nicole Moore. Have a great time tonight. It sounds like a very, very interesting book, Peter.
Well, thank you, Dave, and I hope to meet lots of old people, old friends from Lindsay, if they can make it out to the library. It'd be just great. See you at 7 p.m. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Peter.
Okay, take care.